Radio Buzz 101, Garth hanging out with you on this Friday. And on the phone with me, I have Leah Capel. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you doing, Garth?
I'm good. You're out there in sunny California, right?
Yes, I only have to wear a light jacket. It's so nice.
A light jacket. Well, good for you. And, well, we're going to get this started. First, I want to find out a little bit about you. And how old are you? And
I am 19.
19.
Yes.
Just young. What got you started in music?
This is kind of the classic story, but I really have been doing music my entire life. I started piano lessons when I was 6, and then started voice lessons when I was 10, and started writing songs at a really young age. I think my first song, I was 8. I wrote this love song. I had no experience whatsoever with love or with songwriting, but I wrote this song, and I sang it at my aunt's wedding. And then I took guitar lessons, and I don't know, there just wasn't really... I never saw myself being in any other field or doing anything else, so I just have put a lot of energy into this.
So there's nothing else?
I have other interests. I'm not super dull, but... Yeah. But yeah, I just sort of feel like this is what I am supposed to be doing, and I love it more than anything in the world, so...
Well, let's go back. You said you started with piano. Do you play any other instruments now?
Yeah, I play piano and guitar actively, and... I've messed around with a few other instruments. I am currently trying to teach myself how to play the banjo. Not for any particular reason, just...
You're moving to Alabama?
No, I'm not going bluegrass on everybody.
Okay.
But just, I don't know, just for some personal reasons, I kind of wanted to learn how to play the banjo. So, but I would not say that I would not list that as an instrument that I play. I play guitar and piano, and I sing.
So you said you just kind of like started this. You don't know... how or why it just happened. And so was it 8 when you performed at your aunt's wedding?
Yeah, well, I, you know, my mom was a musician when she was younger. So I guess my taking piano lessons was stemmed from her. She had me take piano lessons and both of my siblings as well. So that was just sort of something that she wanted us to do. And then I just started showing a real interest in it, I guess. I was taking classical piano lessons at the time, which is not one of my interests. I'm not a classical pianist anymore. But yeah, I just started playing, and I remember that I had all these ideas that I wanted to write down. And so I just grabbed a notebook and a pencil, and I threw myself onto my bed, and I wrote this song called Under the Moon, I think is what it was called. And it was really corny and a love song about two people who aren't together, but they know that they are together because they're both under the same sky and everything. So that's sort of that's sort of where it all began, I guess.
So you performed it, and it was it at that point you decided, I want to be a performer, I want to do music? Or was there something else that was a catalyst that made you become addicted, for lack of a better word, of being on stage?
Well, I guess you could link it all back to that song, because it was the first one that I wrote, and I've written like hundreds since then. So I would guess so. That was my first performance vocally in front of a lot of people. And I started taking vocal lessons soon after that and did a whole bunch of recitals and everything. And I did piano recitals, but I was always really nervous during piano recitals. But I guess so, yeah. I guess you could link it all back to my aunt's wedding.
Very cool. So now I'm going to take all that away, and we're going to talk about musicians and who inspires you. Who do you admire? Who brings that inspiration to you when you're feeling like you're not really into it anymore?
Well, that's a really difficult question for me, and I get asked that a lot, as I'm sure a lot of songwriters are. People expect that artists who inspire other artists are similar to them, but in all reality, my favorite bands and the bands that inspire me the most are completely different from what I do. For example, my favorite band is Counting Crows, which is like an alt-rock band originating from the 90s. Like, I wasn't even alive when they started performing, but they've been my favorite band for years. And Adam Duritz, the lead singer and writer for Counting Crows, is just a huge inspiration to me. And his lyrics are so bizarre, and yet I feel like I can relate to him really well. And then at the same time, Joni Mitchell is a huge inspiration for me, and she's a little bit more in the vein of what I do. What with being a female singer-songwriter and everything. But then again, she's a lot more folk than I am. So I love Matchbox 20.
Right.
I think Rob Thomas is a great songwriter. But then again, his music is nothing like mine. So that's an interesting question, and people are genuinely surprised when I tell them that. When I'm, you know, feeling down or feeling like, oh, maybe music isn't what I should be doing, I just listen to my favorite artists, and And then I go write a song, and I'm like, okay, yeah.
It brings you back, right? Yeah.
Yes.
So when you're in your car and you're driving down the road, who are you listening to?
Oh, everything, Garth. I have a very broad taste in music. The playlist that I've been listening to right now is a random collection of music, like, over all the genres, really. There's jazz, there's folk, indie rock, very top 20 pop music, which is not my forte, but I'm getting really into the new Nick Jonas stuff, in all seriousness. Yeah. But I like folk music. I like alternative pop. I like rock music. I really like
everything.
Pretty much everything.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to come out of this now. And I want to play one of your songs real quick, and then we'll come back and talk. And while we're playing this song, I want you to think about, because I'm going to ask you this question. It's a hard question. And it's, what is your least favorite genre? So I want you to think about that. And we're going to go into one of your songs. Here's Leah Capel with Would You Know?
Take it. Don't you want to start right? Don't you want it silky smooth? And no, I don't give handouts. But no, you never make a move. And I'm not asking for charity. I just wish you'd notice me. The glass could shatter, a pin could drop, the sky could fall, the world could stop. Play it down, but oh, you're a cruel one. If we don't make it to the next round, oh, we could be something, or we could be something great. But no, we can't be anything till you pick up the pace. And I'm not asking for charity, I just wish you'd notice me. The glass could shatter. Find me in the biggest crowd, 'cause I'm not asking for much, just a chance at love, just a chance at love. Do you know what I'm here for? Do you know what I'm here for? Do you know what I'm here for?
All right, we're back. Leah Capel's with me on the phone. And before we went into that song, we were talking about what's her least favorite genre. And it's a hard question. What do you think? What is it?
Well, okay, I don't want people to dislike me after I say this, but I'm really not a huge fan of a lot of country music. There are certain country music that I do like. For example, the Civil Wars is kind of an alternative country group. And there's some folk that's a little country. Sort of what plays on the country radio stations or the country top 20 Billboard hits or whatever. I'm really not very into that. And I'm also not into like metal thrashing and very intensive punk music. I did like certain pop punk for a while, but I don't know, like Avenged Sevenfold and just the really aggressive punk rock music. And yeah. I'm not super into those two veins of music, but I still respect them, but I just don't.
It's not what
I just
you.
Don't go listen to it if I'm looking for something to listen to.
Okay, now even a harder question. The Voice or American Idol? No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to.
Well, I could answer that.
Okay, go ahead. You can answer it. Go ahead.
Well, I watched both shows throughout my life. I started off on American Idol. I think the last season I watched was the season with David Cook and David Archuleta. And I was so in love with David Archuleta that after he lost, I kind of threw up my hands.
You were done.
American Idol. And I watched The Voice with my family before I went to college. We all watched it together as a family show. And there are a lot of things that I really like about that show. And a lot of things that I don't. I feel that way about a lot of reality television. But I think the way that it's organized with the teams and the judges sort of choosing team members and everything like that in the battle rounds, I think it's more interesting to watch all the levels through that.
Right on. Well, good answer. Where's your next performance? Where are you performing next?
Oh, well, I am going on tour. I'm going on tour in December. This is my first time touring with a band, which is super, super exciting. My first show is going to be at Hotel Cafe on December 9th, which is in Los Angeles on Cahuenga Boulevard. And I start at 7. It's a Tuesday. And then the rest of my tour dates you can find on my website and on my Facebook page. I literally just posted my tour poster. So that's really exciting.
Okay. And your website address is what?
Oh, my website address is leahcapelle.com. So LEAHCAPELLE.com.
And your Facebook page can be found how?
Just type in Leah Capelle Music on Facebook and I'll be right there.
And now where do my listeners go to purchase your music?
Actually, I do not have music available for purchase right now because I haven't released the album. So the music that you're hearing right now on the radio is secret, kind of.
Right on.
Hasn't been released yet, but you can listen to Would You Know on my website, and it will be available for purchase soon on iTunes and through my website, but I haven't officially released it yet. So
very cool. Do you have a YouTube channel?
I do have a YouTube channel, kind of bizarrely. It's not Leah Capelle, but you can find my YouTube stuff at, my tag is MooseLJS. So MooseLJS.
All right. You got to explain that.
Well, my favorite animal is moose. And when I was making my YouTube channel when I was younger, I think I started it when I was 13, I just made it that. And I tried to change it to Leah Capelle, but I don't think it's taken effect fully. So you still have to go to MooseLJS, but it will eventually be changed.
I like it. That's on my to-do list. Moose.
MooseLJS.
All right. So now we know when your next performance is. And this is a question that I'm sure you get asked. Do you still get nervous?
Yes, I do. I get nervous the day of a performance. And then once I get up on stage, I'm not nervous anymore. When people ask me that, I normally tell that I did a lot of theater and musical theater in high school and in college as well, sort of hand in hand with my music stuff, I guess. But I was always a lot more nervous for theatrical performances than I was for musical performances. I don't know if that's because theater is sort of a secondary nature to me, whereas music is the primary thing that I do. But when I am performing in front of an audience, my music and everything, I don't get that nervous. But I'm always nervous the day of.
Right.
And I do get nervous. Here's a little secret, I guess. I get a lot more nervous when there are fewer people in the room than when there are more people in the room.
I can understand that. That actually makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So you take away all that. No more musician. What would you be?
If I weren't a musician? I'm really interested in...
Moose.
Moose. Yes, I would only study moose. No, I really like to scuba dive, and I'm really interested in the ocean and the way that it works and aquatic life. So I might go into that. But I didn't do super well in biology, so maybe that wouldn't be a good path for me. But maybe if I weren't a musician, I would have put more energy into biology.
Exactly.
I didn't really put a lot of energy into it because I didn't care. But I do really care about the ocean, and I love going scuba diving, and I'm very fascinated by how there's so much we don't know. So maybe something with that.
Quite
or
a California.
Or maybe a teacher.
California
I really
girl.
Like, I really like to read, and I really like English, so maybe an English teacher or something like that.
You're a California girl no matter how you look at it, right?
Actually, no. I'm not a California girl. I am from Chicago. I just recently moved to California a few months ago.
And you already love the ocean like that.
Yeah.
Very
I've
cool.
just always loved it.
So now I got people that are listening that want to know, what do they got to do to become you? What kind of advice do you give somebody that's just starting out?
Well, what I would say is, okay, so just for an example, me moving out here to California was a pretty big life decision. I was going to Berklee College of Music in Boston. It was my dream school. I loved it. I do miss being in school because I love learning and I just love everything. But moving out here was a really ballsy choice for me. So the way that I'm trying to do it is, like, in 5 or 10 years, when I look back on the decisions that I've made, I don't want to regret them. I don't want to say, oh man, maybe I would be where I want to be if I had just moved to California. Or, oh man, maybe I would be where I wanted to be if I had gone to Berklee instead of another school. And I work really hard on constantly improving myself. I don't practice as much as I should, but I'm always trying to learn new things and learn new songwriting techniques and figure out how I can relate to my audience as best as I can while still being true to myself. I guess just, if you love it more than anything, then just put your whole heart into it and hopefully good things will come of it and make decisions that you won't regret later. I guess that goes for all things, but yeah.
Well, I think it does. It stands true to darn near everything, but you're kind of in a unique position there. I mean, you have a skill set. It doesn't come easy. You have to stay at it in order to become what you became.
Right.
Right. I get it. The next thing, and it was kind of a nice segue into this, 5 to 10 years from now, where do you see yourself?
Well, that's a hard question, Garth.
I know.
Where would I like to be? I can answer.
Okay. Where would you
future predicting abilities.
Where would you like to be in 5 to 10 years?
In 5 years, I would like to be, I don't have any dreams of being super famous. I never got into this because I was like, I want to be the next Taylor Swift. It's not anything like that. I just want to be a successful performing and recording musician, and I have a fan base and people relate to me and they like my music. I just want to have a really solid career, sort of comparable to Sarah Bareilles, I guess, because she is in the same vein of what I'm doing, kind of, and she is a female singer-songwriter, and she just has a really solid fan base. People know who she is, and her music is really well-regarded, and yeah, sort of like that. And she releases albums, and people really like them. So yeah, I would like to be at that stage.
Great.
5 years from now.
Great answer. By the way, I like that. And I've listened to your music and I have no doubt that you're going to be successful.
Oh gosh.
You definitely have a whole lot going for you and we're honored to have you on an interview with us. So with that being said, you have anything else you want to add in?
Anything else I want to add? Well, firstly, thank you so much for taking the time to interview me and for the people who are listening. I'm very honored that you're spending some of your time listening to me ramble. I guess just if you like the music, show your friends. That is the most organic way for people like me to expand my listening base and for new people to hear me. That's just the most amazing thing. So if you like the music, if you like what you're hearing, if I'm connecting to you at all, and hey, send me a message on my website. There's a contact form. You can email me. All those emails go directly to me. So if you want to let me know what you think about something, feel free to email me. And if you like the music, just share it. That's all. That's all I got.
Well, thank you, Leah. I appreciate it. Here's Leah Capel rocking us on out of this. Radio Buzz 101, Leah Capel in a boat.